The field of gene therapy has suffered more setbacks. Today, an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration learned about a monkey that died of cancer after receiving a kind of gene therapy. This comes after news earlier this year that a third patient in a French gene therapy experiment has developed cancer. But as NPR's Joe Palca reports, many scientists still think gene therapy will eventually help some patients.
The aim of gene therapy is to give patients a gene they are missing or has stopped working. The French gene therapy experiment involved children born missing a gene crucial to forming an immune system. In January, Harry Malek of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases received an email from the French researchers. The email suggested that a third patient treated in their program was showing early signs of leukemia. Malek is carrying out a very similar study in this country. He decided immediately to put his study on hold and inform the Food and Drug Administration of that decision.
Very shortly thereafter, the FDA in turn called me back and said, we know you put yourself on voluntary hold, but we're making this official.
Two children have already received the gene therapy, and there's no way to remove a gene once it's been put in. But Malek's colleague Jennifer Puck of the National Human Genome Research Institute says even so, there are practical consequences to putting the project on hold.
There are two things. One is that we don't enroll anybody who's waiting to enroll. And the other thing is that for the patients we've already treated, we give them full information and we continue to monitor them very closely for any signs of complications.
So far, she says, they haven't seen any, but they also haven't seen any signs the patients are improving. The FDA has also put on hold another gene therapy experiment at the University of Southern California that has enrolled 4 patients. Now, it appears that it's not the genes themselves that are causing the problems in the gene therapy experiments, but the way those genes are delivered. To get genes into cells, scientists use something called a vector. Often, this is a modified virus that can infect cells and deliver the desired gene without itself causing disease. Cynthia Dunbar of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute has used a viral vector just like the ones in the human experiments to insert genes into monkeys. In one of the monkeys, a problem showed up years after the initial therapy.
The monkey got suddenly sick last fall and was found to have a tumor that was causing problems, actually primarily in the kidney. It ended up being fatal for the animal, and we've been working up trying to figure out what happened ever since with tissues from the animal.
But she's convinced that the tumor is related to the viral vector. She thinks the virus not only did what it was supposed to, deliver the gene she wanted to the cells, but something she didn't want, activate a gene in the cells that caused a cancer.
I don't want to come out as saying that this should be a major problem to the concept of gene therapy as a whole, but that perhaps this is more evidence to pursue other vector systems that don't have the propensity to sit down at the beginning of genes and activate them.
Dunbar thinks finding such systems will be possible. So does gene therapy researcher Harry Malek.
I'm not totally discouraged. I think this is a field that still has great promise. And that scientific work needs to continue in the area.
So that someday that promise will be realized. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.